episode of our DE webcast. Today we are talking to a veteran of the industry, that's John Hirschtick. John Hirschtick is currently at Onshape, but he has a long history going all the way back to SolidWorks. John, would you mind introducing yourself?
Thank you, Kenneth. As you said, I'm John Hirschtick. I am currently chief evangelist at PTC, where I work on Onshape because PTC acquired Onshape 5 years ago, actually. So that's what I do.
When we first met, you were the founder of the startup called SolidWorks at the time, and I was a junior copy editor for another magazine at the time. But today, the term AI, generative AI, AI powered, however you might call it, variations of this term, is becoming very ubiquitous. In the context of CAD, could you help us understand what does it mean to have a CAD that is driven by AI?
Well, I think today, first of all, I'll say AI has a long history over decades. But if you ask me today, AI and CAD, we're talking about the use of generative AI, you know, the ChatGPT class of products, you know, tools that look like that, that type of technology used to the benefit of the CAD user. You said, I think, use it to drive CAD or something. That's certainly one way, but it's used in a whole spectrum. One of my key points is there's a whole spectrum of use cases for AI and what we consider to be CAD and PDM. I'll put up there because the two are so closely linked today. So I would say it's using that kind of generative technology to the benefit of the user.
In Onshape, for example, to the extent that you are comfortable revealing, could you tell us in what ways would ChatGPT like UI and that sort of thing, or maybe even voice command, could we expect that kind of thing?
Well, we're shipping today since April. We've shipped to all users, all Onshape users of all our products, everyone from student users to our highest level pro plans, all have access to the Onshape AI Advisor, which we are super proud to ship. And that's embedded in everyone's user interface. It's just a couple clicks away right there. And so that is a conversational AI agent. Again, I don't mean to single out ChatGPT. There's Claude, there's Copilot from Microsoft, which I use a lot, Perplexity, Grok, and so forth and so on. There's many of these, Gemini, fantastic. So I'll just kind of say the ChatGPT class of tool like that. Onshape AI Advisor works like those, but it's tuned specifically to CAD and PDM tasks in Onshape, and it can be used to give help. It can be used to generate, say, Onshape content, and it can be used to give advice on strategy as well. It's not just, hey, can you tell me how to create this math expression, which it will do for you, but it's also, hey, let's step back. I'm modeling a electric a battery pack for a family of drones, and I want to be able to vary it in these ways. How would I best set that up in the Onshape model, you know, and so forth? So there's a whole range of things, and I'd call this, it's not officially called this, but I'd call it AI Advisor, Onshape AI Advisor 1.0, and you know, we have a lot of exciting plans to improve it as well. So we're super proud that that's shipping today. It's not a prototype or demo, and it's providing value to professionals.
Well, if we talk about Onshape AI Advisor's, I guess, shall we say, wisdom, what's the source of its wisdom? Is it the Onshape's own database knowledge base? Is it generally the kind of best practices that have been recognized over the years by CAD users? Could you talk about that?
Yeah, it's trained on Onshape knowledge base, which is considerable. And by knowledge base, I don't just mean sometimes we'll have we probably have a document or database. It's our knowledge base view. I mean the entire corpus of Onshape materials, including, and these are all things that we own. We've produced them, and they're all things you could look at online. There's not absolutely nothing involved in AI Advisor that is based on confidential data of us or our customers or anything. It's all sourceable. We feel that you have to be able to ask AI Advisor, how did you come to that conclusion? And you can get down to the roots of it. So it's all our entire corpus, including things like videos, training materials, Okay. All sorts of content, our what's new guides, okay, our learning tracks that we have. So we have a huge amount of material that goes into it, guided by the expert Onshape Tech Services people that were instrumental to building this. It's basically their project, and so that's in there as well. And enormous amount of content.
Currently, most of the AI copilots or advisors that are appearing in CAD programs, I think in version 1.0. So in that stage, what I've seen in demonstrations seems like if you ask them a question, they would point to a place where you can get the information. For example, if you ask them, how would I create a surface with this spline? And they will show you maybe a tutorial video. But I've also heard people speculate that in the future, if you ask, how would I create a surface with a spline, it would just create it for you. Is that a realistic expectation on what's coming down the pike with our CAD programs?
Yes, I think it's realistic, but I want to give you some richer description of it here to zero in on what it means. Does that mean that you'll operate, CAD or PDM strictly by commands like that? Say, build a surface or build an object or design a table, and it will just go make it. I don't think so. When I say I don't think so, I'll say there is no proof by existence that that's close to being at a usable level. There's proof by existence of doing simple examples. And I think it's going to be more like the vision that you see in the movie Iron Man, where there's a conversation with the AI agent. Tony Stark, if you've seen that movie, it's a great movie. He interacts with his AI assistant, Jarvis, and I think that's more likely what you're going to see the real value add for our pros. Because as you know, we're primarily focused on heavy duty professional users. That's what we build our tools for. Yes, we have, over 1 million student users this academic year alone and all that. And that's a really nice thing we're doing and we love doing it, but that's not the design goal of our tool. Our design goal of our tool is for professionals, people like, K2 Sports and Garrett Automotive and Garmin and Aura Aero building passenger aircraft. These are serious applications. And so we really view it as a companion, an accelerator, a collaborator, if you will, the way a human. It's like adding an extra, I think these bots will turn into like adding an extra human to your team, but not replacing you or replacing the entirety of CAD as we know. I just don't see that yet. You might say, well, I have a vested interest in saying that. I'm just not seeing it by existence. And when we look at AI being successful the way we use it in our business, yes, it automates things, but it's kind of a companion as well.
All the CAD programs seem to have all the features and characteristics. So, in other words, if you pick CAD program A, CAD program B, the way you extrude or the way you deal with surfaces might be slightly different, but they are all available. Is there a risk that AI would also become the same thing? Like, when no matter which CAD program you use, the AI copilots pretty much work the same way.
I think there's two sides to that question. Is it possible that AI copilots will be able to provide be based on generic AI tools or useful across multiple CAD systems? Absolutely. If you look, I mean, people use ChatGPT and Gemini and Microsoft Copilot. They use those today to work with CAD. Okay, I see it when I visit customers. They'll have a separate window up and using it to help them with CAD. Does it help as much as Onshape AI Advisor? No. Will it help across multiple CAD systems? Yes. I do think that as CAD vendors build their own AI tools, we're going to see enormous differences in the quality of those tools, the speed at which they're delivered and iterated, and the ability of the tools to work based on differences in the approaches of the CAD and particularly the PDM and collaboration tool, because there are some significant differences among systems. If AI is going to be a collaborator with us, you need a collaborative system. And Onshape is the I'm not here to do a commercial on Jabe. I'll just say factually, we're the only system that supports true real-time collaboration. And where each edit can be attributed to a user, each edit, not each version of a file or something like that, but each edit. And we think this gives an enormous advantage. Also, is it the only industry's only true cloud native system? Okay, we're able to deploy AI at scale and quickly to all users. And it's not just an AI running in a window. The whole product is integrated. It's not just the CAD, it's the CAD, the PDM, the AI, all in a browser window, all cloud powered with the compute scale and the data scale that that brings. The other thing is AI relies on data. Let's talk about data. With most CAD systems, the data is, here's a file and here's a new rev of the file. I have no idea what happened. In Onshape, we capture all the data of every activity. Every single edit, every single view, who did it, where they did it, all that go, that's all fully integrated with the PDM. This is an enormous data source for our AI training and our customers who are coming to us to do this, to take advantage of the much higher level of data. So it's about much better collaboration tools. It's about being the only cloud native browser-based system. Yes, I know my competitors will show things in browsers, but it's not the whole system, Kenneth. Ask them to put, it'll be like, it's kind of like saying, do they have an electric vehicle? And they're like, yes, you take your gas vehicle and we give you a trailer with an electric motorbike behind it. And then when you say, show me AI, they get on the electric motorbike and show you the AI. And when they say, well, show me the power of the system, you've got to get, I mean, that's not what we're doing. It's all cloud native. And so that's another advantage. The quantity and types of data, the quantity and types of compute, all being in the browser, the collaboration tools, and our release cadence every 3 weeks. No one's going to keep up with that. That's going to allow us to iterate because AI is changing every day. And we're having this discussion because it's not clear what's around the next corner.
At one point, people thought that parametric CAD and direct CAD could never come together, but in our lifetimes, we saw that it actually became a reality. And of course,
That's
cloud CAD, at one point, many people said, ah, you can't really do CAD on the cloud. It needs a powerful workstation. But you proved that it is possible. What's around
Ta-da.
the corner?
I'm really positive on AI. I think AI is going to become a valued tool and companion to the engineer across a whole variety of use cases. What it won't be is the simple, I think the simplistic view of it'll replace the engineer. The engineer will say, computer design a robot. I'm not sure that's the AI future we're going to have. I think we're going to have AI helping us determine the requirements for the design, helping us do CAD tasks for sure. Say, hey, why is this surface doesn't look quite right? Can you make it smoother? And AI will say, I have some ideas on that. Here's three varieties, by the way. Onshape, that's easy. We can create branches and you select the one you want and merge it. We're all about collaboration anyway among people, so we could add AI as a collaborator, only system that does that. But back to your point, I think we'll see AI being used to help you with from every stage of the design process, rendering, a CAM. I think we're going to see that coming. And I think there'll be new applications that we haven't really dreamed of as AI reshapes some of these workflows. So I think it'll be, I think asking me about the future of AI is like, would have been like 20 years ago asking about the future of the internet. It'll become so ubiquitously used by our users that it won't even be special anymore. Like, you don't call me and do a podcast and say, let's talk about the internet. Whereas 20 years ago, we might have done that, Kenneth. 25
It's true.
years ago, we would have done that. And people were saying, is internet going to, eliminate schools, and all that? No, it didn't eliminate schools, And so today we're on the brink of another exciting chapter. And so
And finally, if you look at the CAD industry right now, the design software industry, are there things that the industry is doing right? Are there things that the industry is doing wrong?
I mean, our systems are working and enabling companies to build hardware better and faster than they could without it. And that is a wonderful thing we're doing. I'm not going to say every CAD tool is being used that way. There are CAD tools that are low end or early in development that haven't reached that level, but I'm talking about, again, the pro market. of people we're seeing. So that's good. That's being done right. In the wrong category, look, I think I think that my competitors are not doing what they should be doing with cloud native systems. I think they're getting, they're making announcements and everything, but it's kind of embarrassing that we're the only cloud native system. It's embarrassing for our industry that there's really only one, I mean, a real cloud native system where you could go to a professional user and all they're doing is working in browser. No files, no copies, no, nothing like that. So I think they're doing wrong on that. I think the release cycle mentality in our industry has to wake up. The idea of annual releases or semi-annual releases, too slow. We need to pursue agile release cycles. Again, look at the AI software vendors themselves. Where would AI be if it released once a year? And they'll say, well, we don't know how to release every 3 weeks like Onshape does. Well, learn to do it because it's possible. We've proven it's possible here. Let's see, what else could I say? I think that that those are some big ones, that I would mention there.
And I'd also like to give
Okay.
you a chance to say anything you want to say, any insights you'd like to share.
You have to look at AI regularly. You can't just take a look at this moment in time and say what's going on and assess a strategy for years to come. Your strategy has to incorporate that AI is changing every day and how AI interacts, whether the AI used from general purpose AI tools interacting with CAD, and I keep emphasizing PDM as well, or whether from the vendors themselves. You have to look at these tools now and be open-minded as to how they're evolving. So, it wouldn't make sense to say we've standardized on this AI tool. You could say we've standardized for the moment on it, but tomorrow there could be something better. So you have to be prepared for a very agile approach. The watchword for AI is agile. Be agile. Look at new tools. Look at different tools than you're using for AI. Look at different tools that you're using for CAD. And you only understand this stuff by using it. You will not understand AI by reading about it. You must use it and try it and be prepared to, for every five tools you try, three of them aren't going to mean much. And two, one might be helpful, and one's going to be super. And you won't understand cloud native, like Onshape. Users don't understand the power of what we do. They think they do. They're like, oh, well, let's look at the CAD tools and all. Our CAD tools are great, but you got to look at all the benefits, collaboration, data management. So it's a time to be have eyes open for an agile approach to the tool set engineers use, whether AI tools embedded in CAD and PDM, or the CAD and PDM systems themselves. They have to be eyes open and agile.
John, thank you very much for spending time with us.
You're
I really
welcome.
appreciate
My
it.
pleasure. Kenneth, thank you. Great questions, great topics, really timely for users.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. And listeners, thank you
You're
for
welcome.
tuning in. For more information, go to DE247. That's digitalengineering247.com. And I'm Kenneth Wong, Senior Editor, and we are out.